So first, just if there is any like question, burning or not burning, but something that wants to be said. Yes. Yes.
Each time after I start the meditation, after a few minutes, I go into a sort of hypnotic reverie, which is anything but the state of alertness or of being here and now. And it's a kind of waking dream. And there are kind of bits of hallucination, there are fragments of memory. And then I come to as if I had woken up. Something wakes me up, and then I start again and try to remain alert. Then the same thing happens after a few minutes. I drift off again into this kind of hypnotic reverie. Is this a good thing, a bad thing? If it's a bad thing, what can I do about it?
Yeah. Good. You know, these kind of questions are the ones I want, like the ones really like coming from real questioning. So yeah, like this happens, you know. And what I can say, like, is that this space in which you don't know exactly if you are awake or sleeping or what is happening, like how I feel is like a very fertile land, very fertile earth. Yeah? Of course, it is not, whatever is happening there is not filtered through the mind. So we don't really know what is happening. So we are not used to that, we can say. So it brings a little the feeling of like insecurity somewhere, like am I doing good or not? But what I can say is like it's really fertile earth. And if you can manage just to rest in that, like things are happening underneath. If you can manage to
not try to understand. Not a bad thing,
exactly, yeah. Summary is, it's not a bad thing, and it's actually potentially a very good thing, we can say. Yeah. Good. Because today I was like feeling poetry from these Spanish mystics, only because it's like somehow my second language, so I can understand more than English. And there is this one poem from this friend, Saint John of the Cross, which lived like in the 1500 kind of century. So it's little, like, a while ago. And there is this poem, no? And this line he says, like, entréme donde no supe y quedéme no sabiendo toda ciencia trascendiendo. No? So it's like, I entered in this place which I don't know, and I stayed without knowing, transcending all science. Like, I entered this space which I don't know, and I stayed there without knowing, and at the same time, transcending all science. Like, you know, something.
Science, scientific.
Science, yeah. Yeah. So somewhere this kind of space needs to be there, you know. Many, many times actually in this spiritual path or journey, adventure, we wish to find out what's happening when things are happening, no? Like, as in many other areas in life, no? But in this realm, many times we find out about things, you know, once they happen, you know? Like, while they are happening, many times we don't know it through the mind. Like, we don't have explanation for that, we can say, you know? And maybe later on, like somehow wave of understanding from that time comes. And we are somehow able to put into words something which happened there, then, but when it was happening, we had no words for it, you know? So something like that, no? Also. Yeah.
If I'm meditating, my mind still goes on, not fast, but it goes slowly.
Yeah.
And I just don't give it attention.
Yeah.
Just go back to my breathing, and then, and that's the only thing I can do.
Yeah.
In my eyes, so, and also. Sometimes I feel very much emotion.
Yeah.
And it's a situation and I don't know what to do anymore. So, and if I then meditate sometimes, then it becomes quiet and my mind still goes on, but I don't give it attention. And then after the meditation, sometimes I just... know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Because then it's been quiet and I came to a place where there was silence and then afterwards I just know the answer.
Yeah.
So I think even my mind keeps going on and but I'm not bothered by it. So I think that's good thing for
you. Yeah, very good thing, no? For you and for everyone. No?
Yes.
Yeah.
But sometimes I wonder, my mind still keeps going
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is that a good thing? But it's just the way it is.
Yeah. Yeah, there is one, what I feel like big misunderstanding about this meditation business, you know, which is like somewhere we read that the mind should go blank, no? And, I mean, who the hell said that? I mean, what is this, no? You know, like, who made this, no? This propaganda, and then we are all trying to match this, whoever said, which probably is laughing still now, no? You know what I mean? So, then, it's really a lot of worrying about the mind, because we have very clear idea how the mind should be while meditating. And of course, my neighbor for sure has blank mind, no? I'm the only one with all this kind of planning and worrying and still like somewhere like 50 years ago, like not 15 years ago and really planning my next trip in India, even though I'm still like in India, you know? This kind of thing, no? Whatever it is, no? So like, you know, if we can understand that this is only what we think it should happen, you know. But I think no one said here that mind should be blank, no. But so how we manage so that the mind is not blank, or like, but so that the mind is not the only thing which is happening, which is in our daily life, mind is. The only thing which is the king, no? The only thing which is happening. So what we try in meditation is that, see, if we manage that it's not the only thing which is happening, no? And for that, in the beginning, we need little bit tricks, no? Like, for example, like holding on to the breath, no? It's trick, you know, just whatever, no? Whatever storm comes, no? Whatever thoughts come, you just hold on to the breath as if that was like in the Zen. The Zen tradition is a lot spoken about that, and you hold on to this rope like as if, you know, this is, you know, like saving your life, you know, and then just with the breath, with the breath, with the breath, with the breath, you know. And we try here, no, in 10 days to do this and then step on something else, no. And if I may say, like, I have been like 10 years only doing that, you know, it gives a little perspective also, you know, like sometimes we want one day breath, next day somewhere else, no, much deeper. And like, wait a second, no, so sometimes it needs a little more than that, no. So sometimes, no, not everyone is as stupid as I, like 10 years with that, but you know. So in the beginning we may need like some tricks, let's say, to change the center of gravity, no, from the king of mind into something else, and a little alertness to bring ourselves back, no. And it is very important that this bringing ourselves back to this other center of gravity is done like kindly, you know. Of course, tendency will be, shit, I'm again in Hong Kong, so I have to pull myself back, no? So, but if we can see like this great opportunity every time we find ourselves somewhere else, like kindly, like coming back, first is a little like exercise, no? But slowly, slowly, like finding a loving place that there. So it's not only like a dry exercise, but kind of a loving pull to be there. Like slowly, slowly starts to be like basically the place where I want to be. You know, it's not only a trick, but it starts to be like my home. Like I really want to be there, no? So slowly, slowly you get kind of in love with this place and allow yourself to be there. And in that, you know, it becomes easier, because as we all know, if it is something that we love to do, it is easier than if we have to bring, like drag ourselves there, you know. So that is like this kind of pull, like, and just to see that is like what happens is like the mind is there, so we don't go against the mind, but what happens is like we find somewhere else more interesting where to be, you know. So the mind can keep on doing its thing, and I keep on being in this other in love place, no. And somehow, slowly, slowly, the mind gets bored, you know, because you can knock at the door like one time, three times, like million times, but someday you will just say like, okay, you know, give up, no? So this kind of thing. And then by then we are somewhere else, no?
The term for it is excess neural traffic. It just means something that just keeps going on and on and on and on and on. And it's sort of like that buzz saw that we put in the background. That's no good. It's just like it won't quit, but I'd like a skillful way to work. Your opinion of a skillful way to work with something like that, but it's just persistent and non-abating.
Persistent?
That doesn't stop.
Yeah.
And I know all about aversion and that you can get tangled, all this kind of stuff that, you know, the end. double negativity, we get averse to the illusion and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. That's what runs. It's more like this way of floating through it, or just. You mentioned the breath, that could be useful.
Yeah. That, but the breath like could be useful like yeah, she's saying that when there is something all like ongoing all the time, like in the background, like what to do, because she's saying like I know like not to have the aversion and all this, but okay, what else, no? And she's saying, ah, you mentioned the breath, maybe that could be a way, you know? Yeah, like pretty much same, no? Like, because in one level or other, like, there is this sense that the mind is going on all the time, like, unstoppable. Like, whatever it seems to the end, a great new idea comes, no? Really, you know, who knows from where, yeah? So first thing would be, like, this intention, like, little energy, you know? Little energy to, with this intention to be with the breath, for example, no? And especially with, for example, like the physical sensation of the breath, like in the body, like in and out, that can help a lot. But that also, like as I said, like this will not last unless you fall in love with something else. No? This is the key point to me, because otherwise, up to breath is discipline, no? And discipline is a matter of muscles. You know, gymnastics and muscles, which, you know, I get bored very quickly, you know. But something else, no? So this something else in love with, you know, this is key for, if we want to keep going, this is key. Yeah. No, not with that. Falling in love with something else. Next subject, you know, like.
Just making sure.
Yeah. No, I always say this example, no? I have this watch, which I love very much. I like it. Really works for me. Great, thin, wonderful. Okay. I would not give it to anyone, because I love it, and very practically, it works very well, no? So, I love it very much, no? But if you suddenly come and give me this most, even more amazing watch, suddenly this one, I will be very happy to give it to anyone, you know? So this kind of thing happens to the mind, no? We are with the mind because it's what we know, no? It's this watch now, the mind. But if we find somewhere else, much more attractive, much more fun to be, like, really, like, juicy, you know? Then, like, we said, you can go with another lover, you know? You know, when you find another one, you can give your previous one very easily. So this kind of feeling I'm saying, yeah.
Can I say something? I'm so stupid. Because also when I began meditating, my mind, it was only concentrating on the breath, it was not enough. I needed more for the mind. So someone told me, like, you do the alphabet, like A, breathing in, one, out, B, in, two, out. Then you keep the mind busy with something that you control and not something that the mind's trying to control. So that also brings some rest. It brings it for me. So
Yeah. All in the beginning, all these tricks, no?
Yes, it's just a trick.
Yeah, trick, you know? But then what else is, like, then the falling in love is not ABC,
no?
Yeah, this is what I know, this really, like, yeah.
now I feel a little confused from your answer to their two questions, because to her question, I heard you speaking about the idea of coming back, that again and again we come back to something that we fall in love with, and I can really appreciate and feel that. And to his question, I heard a sense of, if you are wandering, then just wander, and no idea of coming back.
Yeah.
So, it feels like a...
Ah, his question, yeah.
It feels like a contradiction for me, but maybe I think I'm just confused now.
Yeah, that's true, could be, in this, like, you catch here. To him I was more saying, in this, like, sleepy awake state, I was more pointing this state, you know. And so in that, this state, like this place, sleepy, you know. Then when the word wandering comes in, then I would say, like, then little bit the same, like little energy into being in touch with the longing, like sometimes little energy into just bringing in touch with, coming in touch with the longing, you know, little bit, sometimes needed if you find yourself all over the, like, wandering, only wandering through the mind. But this is very different from this, like, sleeping awake, you know, this dreamy space. It's like, you can say, different from just wandering, you know, because it's not in the mind. You are not in the mind. You are not, also, you are not, let's say, technically focused or alert. But who cares about that, no? Yeah. So, this little difference.
So, dreaming, sleeping, and wandering are different?
Yeah. Like wondering, what, how I understand, maybe it's also English problem. No? Wondering, I feel, okay, when I think wondering, I feel like I'm wondering with the mind. Like I'm going with the mind, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm wandering from Spain to New York, like this, no? And I follow that, no? And this dreamy, non-awake, non-sleep place is like somewhere deeper. Like it's kind of a state, you know, like somewhere deeper, where I'm not following. Like I cannot be. I'm not awake enough, let's say, to go from Spain to New York, you know. So I don't know where I am, but I'm not following the king. You know, so it's somewhere else, and in this place, like there is a space, like for like, more like unconscious. Things like to float, to bubble up, and to just, like it's kind of a cleaning place, we could say, no? Where things can bubble up without our being working with, which we all love as Westerners, you know. I work with this emotion, with this area, with this, my mother, my father, my, you know. But things are bubbling up and somehow finding its place, you know. So this is the difference to my understanding.
What do you mean by things are bubbling up?
Yeah, because in this place...
Sorry, can you repeat it?
Why I mean by things bubbling up?
What is this the question?
Yeah, this is the question. So things like... Yeah, like, it's a place, like, we can say, like, deeper than our regular place, where we are catching, like, what's happening, you know? So we are in this deeper place, and somehow from there, whatever needs to come up, comes up, you know? Yeah, could be emotions, could be like deep fears, could be like many things. But also we don't get engaged with that. Like, it's like, I'm saying like, this is happening, this is going on down there. And this unconscious level, like, is bubbling up, no?
Do we feel that?
No, many times no. No, we don't feel that many times. No? Sometimes we have a sense once we come out, but many times we don't feel. We just feel some. Many times we just feel like a sense of something widening in. No, we feel like we have been in a place where we have been giving space to our wholeness, to our whole being. You know, usually we live in this space where we only allow certain things to come up. No? One thing is we only allow certain things to come up because we cut quickly, like we cut before they come, the other things. Or we go into like psychotherapy, whatever, and then especially we fish for those things, no? We can say. So, but in this space, like, we are not cutting these things, but we are also not fishing these things. But they have a space there. Because we are into this, like, wholeness, no? We are whole, not only, like, what we want to be, what we like to be. Yeah. Something like that.
And I have another question.
Yeah.
For 2 days now, I'm suffering from real headache.
Mm-hmm.
Normal as well.
It could happen. It's not, I don't like. I would not say normal, because very difficult to define what is normal. But it can happen. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Are you lying down or sitting?
Lying down.
Yeah. Yeah, it can happen. Just I think the only thing would be like to check, like that you are not trying too hard, you know. But lying down would be a little difficult to try too hard.
Most of the time I'm just sleeping.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm just saying, just checking this, and then otherwise also, like, drink more water, and the food change also could happen. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There are different spaces for that. Yeah, could be.
I would like to know how people get through the night. We are not supposed to talk to each other.
Yeah.
We are not supposed to read. We're not supposed to listen to music.
Yeah.
What the hell are we supposed to do in the hours of darkness when we're not asleep?
Yeah.
I'm serious. I mean, this is a major problem for me.
Yeah.
I only need 6 hours sleep a night. What do I do with the other 4 hours?
I understand, yeah.
What does anybody else do with that,
yeah,
with that time?
Yeah. Well, I know what I do. We didn't mention Android, you know.
Well, I thought that was ruled out.
Yeah, yeah, I'm joking. No, no, I'm mostly breastfeeding. Yeah. So, which is not an option for you, I guess. Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, it's a good question, no? When we are left without our toys, like, what we do, no? What we do, you know? Because life can seem really long when we don't have like our like TV and iPad and what else? iPhone, I, like all this. So I understand this. Yeah. One thing that may happen, which could be good to consider, you know, is to meditate. Like, you know, like it came out funny, but I really mean it.
Log on to
iMeditation. Yeah, probably it exists, this website. You know. Yeah. But also another thing is really like, it's possible like to play with this like going to sleep, like let's say going to meditate, like lying down, like putting, like going to meditate and then allowing yourself to sleep, you know. I also found that is a very like interesting thing, you know, like really like this space that we are speaking, like it's also very interesting, no? Because sometimes even though we allow people to sleep here, something in us, you know, unless you totally trust us, something in us is like not totally believing that I can really sleep, you know. So if you go to bed and it's time to sleep, you really like can meditate and see where that goes, no? Really freely, because you're supposed to be sleeping, so there is no supposed to be meditating. So that is also like a good thing to experiment. And really honestly, like if pull comes, like to come to this meeting place, you know? Like I invite you to jump out of the bed and really like meditate, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's only about 50 meters from my house to here.
Yeah.
But make sure you put the light on.
Yeah. She likes the snakes. Yeah. So this sentence was coming, like, which I like very much, which is this from Bhagavad Gita. So I find it very funny in a way, but really beautiful. Where, like, Krishna, like, let's say God, says to the one who tries to be God, you know, the one who tries to become God, become himself. Krishna says, like, give me your mind, give me your actions, give me your heart. And I think it says a few more things, but I don't remember. Basically, like, give me everything, no? And, sorry, you know? Yeah, please.
It's my yevaman adhsa, my buddhi nivesyacha, my karma nivesyacha, my patraksha sinasansa. Give me mind, give me your action, give me your intellect, and you will get me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you will get me, no?
Okay.
But then, next line, at least as it is translated in the Catalan translation. It says, no, because this, okay, give me, yeah, like everything. In next line, in my Catala book, but please tell me what it says, really. It says, like, truly you will come to me because you have my love. Like, really? I'm telling you, like, you will come to me because you have my love. So, my love, 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 yeah. Is it true or the Catala just made it up? No, I didn't. My book. What it says, what it says.
It is just this much. My buddhi vivasya, you will get me.
Okay.
I don't know how he translated.
Okay, good. So, actually, like, in this, like, in the translation, it says, like, you will come to me because you have my love, you know. And I feel in this, like, a very, like, special thing, no? Because I feel we are in this situation, no? Where we are asked to give everything, no? To offer ourselves, like, fully. We cannot come here and try to survive, like try to go through the days, go through these 10 days, only by like putting this one finger in the water, no? Like, for this to be a real place, like, we are asked to jump into the water. It's not enough just like the finger and say, oh, it's too cold, you know. We are asked to really jump into the water, and we can feel what that means for me, you know, for everyone, you know. But many times, like, when we are asked to jump into the water, like to give ourselves fully, like to give our mind and intellect and actions and heart, you know. And luckily there is no more areas otherwise. So automatically many times we come to the conclusion that if I do this, I will become God. Like, I will become who I am, no? Like, it seems like automatic, no? If we are asked to do this, means that if I do this, I will gain that, no? And if we can understand that this is like our own, let's say, like Western, or our own mind, like somewhere still being sure that through my doing, I will get there. Like, through my doing only, I will get there, no? And I find it so beautiful because it's this ask to give everything, and yet, even though you have to jump into the water, this is not what will take you there. But let's say the love itself, like something else underneath, which is like pulling you, no? So we think, I'm walking, but actually something is pulling us, no? At the same time. So if we can understand, or if we can be with these things, these two things together, it feels to me that there is no way that could go wrong, you know. So I don't know if there is any question or anything.
been curious. I've always really contemplated this place in the Bhagavad-gita. And give me, it's like, more like you release the grasping that you have around yourself, around these things. Like, you hold on to your own mind, you hold on to your own thoughts, you hold on to everything. You grasp the Bhagavad-gita, you're the Bhagavad-gita. So, when he says give me, it's more like you, in Buddhist language, it's more like you let go of that holding.
You what?
You let go of the holding, you let go of the grasping.
Uh-huh.
Earlier to me, you can't do it through muscle, you can't do it because you're supposed to.
Yeah.
What kind of thing? Like, I'm just sort of thinking,
yeah.
Like you said to me before, like,
but this is, no, this is the point, no? Because even in Buddhist language, as you say, like, there is a lot spoken about letting go, no? But letting go is like somewhere. How I feel letting go, it implies force. How I feel letting go, it implies force. You know? Like there is. Letting go, like. You can say like moving away from,
mm-hmm.
Or there is other way which to me doesn't imply force, which is like falling into somewhere else, you know? And I don't know, but I don't think it's much spoken about that, you know? It's more about what I can do, no? This is my point now, no? When we discover like a way in which we can do, what we tend to do is to fully inherit that, no? To fully take on this, because actually it's very good news, no? There is something I can do. Really, no? There is something I can do, no? Which is not only like by the grace of God, you know, like which okay, wonderful and what, you know? Grace, okay, so what? Shall I sit here and wait for the grace of God? You know, like, I mean, you know. But when we find something I can do, which I think Buddhism, and I have nothing against Buddhism at all, you know, like, really describes very well what you can do, no? Number one, number two, number three, four, you know. Wonderful, no? Like, so. We jump, it's wonderful, it's really good news, like there is something I can do, you know, it's the best news we receive, no? Yeah, but, you know, but then the problem I see, and the only thing like I'm pointing out is that then we take this in, like we inherit this, and then we jump into the other side, no? Then we totally believe that it's because what I do that I get that, no? There. I will get there because I will do all this, no? And this is where I'm pointing out, you know? And I'm pointing this out because to me, like, it's essential, you know? Totally essential. So this, we are asked to fully, like, engage ourselves, we can say, no? So that something else can come. Not so that by my doing I will, like, you know, manage to change everything and push myself somewhere else. But my doing will do is open a door, no? And in this, when open the door opens, then something else is there, you know. Like all my doing, sorry, in other words, like all my doing is making myself available for something else. Like if we drink this, like if we understand this, like we can really do, you know. Please, yeah.
For me, it's more like all my not doing makes myself available for something else.
Yeah.
Because if I do, there's something else I want to gain from the doing. Because
yeah. The
one who is doing always wants something.
Yeah.
But if I don't do,
yeah, but this is very tricky, no? Because if I don't do, you know, I'm in McDonald's. I love these potato chips, you know. So, this is recorded, so it's not good, but I actually do. You know, just to be careful.
There is nothing to do, I think, because we are used to do.
Yeah. Yeah. But this is exactly, no? This is exactly, no? Like, this doing, all this doing, till we are left without not doing, no? Like we cannot start by not doing, we can say. Now you see Tiru, you walk around Tiru, you know Tiru, no? You just walk around Tiru and sit, no, in a chai stall. And we can make a kind of a apuesta, what is it? A bet, like which are, you know, the three sentences more popular, no? And one of them would be like, what is there to do anyway, no? Like, you know. Other would be like, you know, I'm that anyway, no? All these things, no? Which, to me, and these people are suffering, no? What I see is they are suffering. So I would say, like from this other side, I would say, no, there is something to do, sorry. You know, I understand your point, but
yeah.
What I would say, like, both, yeah. But I would say, like, really, there is something to do. And yet, don't think that this doing will take you all the way. So this is the challenge, to accept that there is something to do. But it's not because of this doing that we will gain what we really wish for. That is the tricky part. The moment we do, as you say, we fall into the business mind, which I do, then I want to gain that, no? But I'm saying, like, if there is another possibility in which I do without falling into this mindset that I will gain because of my doing, you know, I do everything which is in my hands to do, and yet, like, whatever will happen is not because of my doing. And yet my doing was totally necessary. No, this is, like, tricky, no? Like this.
My question, I suppose, is where to aim my heart.
Like your heart is totally in the doing. And totally, like, let's say, like, totally engaged in the doing and totally disengaged from any expectation of result. Like, you are fully there, like, your whole passion is there, needs to be there, you know, this intensity somehow needs to be there. And yet, there is a big window open. Engage in that and disengage from the result. We can say, no? One way of saying.
Sometimes a very tangible feeling of possibility. And then sometimes it's not so much. And I guess maybe it just is the way it is. I don't know, it's just like a feeling of like, so some subtle shift in my intention that could allow that window to be more open. Can it feel like maybe very
still thinking about his question about what to do all night, and every time I go on a retreat, there's a part of me that's like knows that there will be times when I'll be so incredibly bored and sort of dread, so I think, you know. And of course that's been the case this time also. Sometimes I've been bored, but I don't know what my question is exactly, but I wonder if you could speak about boredom and interest in practice. I think one of the things that I'm really especially feeling and kind of reflecting on is that when I'm bored, it seems like it's always a sign that I've stopped taking interest in what's actually going on. And as soon as I stop sort of feeling sorry for myself about how bored I am and then just pay attention, then I stop being bored.
Yeah.
Which makes it seem like I shouldn't be bored anymore. And somehow sometimes I still am.
Yeah, like maybe one thing is to really check, like, the aliveness of your practice. Like in my experience, when I, in my journey kind of, in the times when I borrowed, to borrow, like, Borrowed. I like when I say a word, everyone is like, I'm like, what?
Borrowed or
borrowed? No, borrow, mm-hmm. Like you.
Like,
no, 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 yeah. To lend, like, to lend
borrow.
Me.
Oh, borrow.
To borrow. Yeah.
Okay, again.
Borrow.
Oh, God.
Borrow.
Borrow. Okay. This is what I was saying.
Is right.
Yeah,
it
okay.
Just sounds similar to boring, so
that's why. Okay. No, no. In my journey, like I feel like whenever I borrowed, like you know, I good. So whenever I did this, you know, then then somehow, like in the beginning. Little excitement because like, ah, how is this going to work, you know? But very quickly, like if it becomes any like tiny mechanical, you know, then like I would get like totally bored, no? So this is one thing. And then at the same time, like every time like practice came from within, I really can say like it is totally like it's impossible to get bored, you know. Like so, there's this huge difference between these two. No, one is like when like imposing. How you say like imposing like obligation. You know. Okay, step one, this step two, this like this. No, like this bell today, you know, forgot to ring, you know. Like, I remember in the beginning in the Zen, I really thought, like, this bell either, like, rings now or I get up and kick it, you know. Like, really, like, I'm serious about it. Like, I felt, I'm really sure I'm going to do that, you know. It's too long, you know. So, this difference, you know, I'm speaking about two extremes, but it really feels extreme to me, you know. Like, whenever I do anything like in the practice, like mechanical, means like something like I think I should do this, no? Even though somewhere it's not really what I feel, you know? God, it never, time never passes, you know? Like it's like being in, well, to me, like in school, you know, just watch, you know? So, but whenever it came from within, to me, it was like the most exciting thing, you know? Even times when this, like, waking up in the middle of the night, like, woo, like, time to practice, no? Like, really, like, feeling like someone is calling my name, really, you know? Someone is saying, like, Gemma, now is time for the meeting, no? And hearing this, like, jumping out of bed and going to the meeting place, no? Like, it's impossible to be bored, you know? So, just in these two, like just checking like if this aliveness is there or not, you know? And in which way like you can bring this into something alive, you know? Yeah. So this, you know. And of course if boredom is there, it's okay, you know. This day also will pass, we know that. So. Mm-hmm. To accept that, you know. These 10 days will pass also, no? So also not to feel guilty if this is there. But just checking, no, if there is something I'm like, you know. Yeah. So maybe we are in silence for a little bit.